Hello, hello, hello. It is the Boston Medium. This is your host, Mariah Ashley Piquet, with Paranormal Playground Sounds. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, it is. It's Tuesday. A beautiful Tuesday, may I add. Sunshine. Perfect fall weather. It just couldn't get any better. Woo! I am super excited for this show today because Spirit came to me and told me about a meditation for rejuvenizing. Is that even a word? Rejuvenating, energizing, and bringing in some energy for the new fall season. So I definitely got this inspiration and this insight. You know, I hope you guys enjoyed your holiday. I had lots to think about for the holiday, and including the message from Spirit. I'm feeling it. So grateful, bringing in so much gratitude for this morning. Happy gratitude. Happy Tuesday. Happy beautiful day. Happy day of just being alive. Do you ever just take a second? Wow, microphones are moving by itself. Do you ever just take a second to just be grateful just to be alive and just to be here? It can do a lot. It can change a lot with your day and your entire week. If we could just take a second and be grateful of just breathing and being here, because we take those things for granted so often. How often do we take seeing, being able to speak, being able to smell, being able to talk, you know, being able to have our hands to basically function and do everything, to have our feet to walk? How often are we grateful? And a lot of times we get caught up because we live in the 3D world of everything is just, we wake up and everything's so systematic, and it's like we believe that everything is always going to be promised to us, and that's just not the reality. So when we come back to gratitude and being grateful, we get to remember what's magical. Okay. I cannot wait to get into this meditation. No, I didn't have any visitations this week from Spirit. And you know what? That's okay. We don't need to always constantly bombarded with the spirit world and always getting things. We don't need to force things. We just need to be. And I feel that it's good to really focus on what is needed. And what is needed right now is to be able to cleanse our energy for the new season, fall. It's every Bostonian's favorite. I mean, come on. Fall is every Bostonian's favorite season. It's gorgeous here. Whew. Okay. I just have to remind, you know, before I start the meditation, I'm always like, okay, make sure I don't have to go to the bathroom or anything, because that would really suck in between, you know. And by the way, we have a great playlist for this. I'm really excited about the playlist, so. Okay, so right now, I'm just going to ask you to allow yourself to just get comfortable wherever you are. Even if you're driving, it's okay. Just listen. Because right now, no matter where you are, no matter what space you're in, no matter how you can move your body, we are here to be in the presence, and we're here to relax and to be in the calm and to relieve. So I'm going to have you take a nice deep breath in and out. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Feel how important that is to just feel the calmness wash over you. You can feel the magnificent rays that are channeling all around you. All the good, all the fun, all the joy, You can feel all of these emotions flutter around you as if they were little fairies. You see joy as a fairy. You can see what it looks like. Whether it's a little boy or girl or pixie with wings, you can choose whatever gender suits you. With magic all around, you see joy fluttering around. You see happiness coming in. You see relaxation swarming in those wings. You see gratitude coming in, love, confidence, positivity, laughter. You see all of that coming in right now. See them as little fairies dancing with you. Come to guide your way. Feel all these emotions. There is no rushing. There's no striving or forcing to be anything or feel anything or have anything. You are all whole. You are more than enough right now. Everything that you need is within you right now in this moment. There's nothing that needs to be added, nothing that you need to get to. Everything you need is right here in this moment. Right here, as you see all the fairies sprinkling fairy dust all around you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel how good that feels to just be here in the moment. Everything is working for your highest good. Now that you're here in this moment, let's come back to the fairies as you sit here grounding yourself. You're grounding yourself and you can feel your feet connecting to the earth plane. You can feel roots coming from your feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. And you can feel all the little fairies. You have the happy fairy sprinkling happiness around you. You have the joyful fairy sprinkling joy around you. You have the laughter fairy sprinkling laughter around you. The gratitude fairy sprinkling gratitude all around you. The relaxing fairy sprinkling relaxing fairy magic all around you. You see all of these emotions that are in the highest realm. All of these emotions that take you to the highest, highest good, to your potential. We're bringing in that energy right now as we repeat over and over these magnificent magical words to get us there. Your fairies know you. Your guides, they know you and they know what you need to protect you and to rejuvenate you and to restore you. This is a new season we have right now. We are going to get excited for the new season of fall. Feel all the students coming in and all of their magical energy, all of their magical energy and what they have to bring here into this area. We feel all the magical leaves that are waiting to fall, the magical leaves that are waiting to turn into the beautiful colors that create fall, that create autumn and create the most beautiful, magical season that has ever existed. feel all the fairy dust, all the magic, the glitter they sprinkle all around you. You feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. Your joy fairy, your happiness fairy, your laughter fairy, your gratitude fairy, your magical fairies, your calm fairies, your positivity fairies, they're all here right now, sprinkling joy all around you, getting you to the higher planes. Inhale, exhale. Inhale and exhale. As you feel yourself inhaling and exhaling, you are in the realm of abundant oxygen. You are in the existence of overflowing life that is constantly flowing to you. That overflowing life that is infinite and is always giving to you, so you could be here right now. So you could be here to exist. Look at that unconditional love that is here. So right now, we are going to be reminded about the unconditional love that is here within you. That unconditional love that is within you supports your very being and supports your journey. As it's supporting your journey, we open up to the sunshine that is shining bright on us. We open up to Father Sun. And we say, and we allow ourselves to be open to restored energy, allowing ourselves to be renewed. Getting into this energy of restoring this energy, we can feel ourselves being born again. We can feel all the atoms, all of the blood flow. Oh, it's brand new, just like we were brought into this earth. Just like the day we were brought into this earth. Your cells and your body is always getting renewed, and there is no such thing as age. There is no such thing as getting older and sick. There's no such thing. There is only getting younger. There is only getting lighter. And there is eternal youth inside of you. The same energy that you had when you were 5, you have the ability to have that same energy if you were 60. There is no such thing as age. Come into the timelessness right now and see all of your fairies and your spirit guides constantly, constantly pouring that magic, constantly putting that magic energy all around you, constantly giving you life. You can feel and see yourself rejuvenated. Spirit gives you a mirror, a reflection of who you are, with roses that circulate all around this mirror for protection. This mirror and reflection that you see someone who is getting younger and younger. You see someone who is confident. You see someone who is light. You see the reflection of a person that is ready for the new day and ready to take on whatever comes their way with a childlike sense of nature and a childlike sense of being. With laughter consistent throughout the day, with smiles and happiness, feeling good and feeling rejuvenated. Today, you say, I'm gonna take on something that is going to exert my body to feel good and expand. What is it that I can do? What is it that you can do? Today is a beautiful day. We can get outside and we can run. We can jog, we can bike, we can play soccer, we can rollerblade, we can skateboard, we can play frisbee with our pets, we can go to the gym, we can do so many things, we can climb that beautiful tree, we can play tag, we can do just about anything to get us into that energy, And as we get into this energy, we open ourselves up to the beautiful, beautiful food, nutritious food that comes from the earth. And we fill our body with organic food. We fill our body with vegetables. We fill our body with all things that are alive and cultivated by the sunlight. So we too can be rejuvenated and alive and be cultivated by the sunlight and have that energy. That is how you get that energy, is by eating food, nutritious food that is alive. Alkaline and energize yourself today. Make a conscious decision today to put into your body everything that is going to make you feel alive and energized. Alive and energized. Abundant, playful, and beautiful as you are. You are the most magnificent beauty on this earth. Your intelligence, your wisdom, what you know, your spirit. Walk through this day with this magical knowing of how valuable and important you are and how much you make a difference. And now you are capable of anything. See all your spirit guides and your fairies. Say thank you to all your spirit guides and say thank you for this beautiful, wonderful gift to be rejuvenated, to be alive, and to be well. You feel yourself coming back to the earth plane. You feel yourself coming back to your body. And as you feel yourself coming back to your body, you feel loved. You feel that you can take on anything. You can take on the day. Feel the love that surrounds you. Feel the poise and the confidence, knowing that you have the energy, eternal energy. You have so much energy, you have so much physical strength. You can take on anything. And when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. And feel that love that has surrounded you right now. Thank you so much for participating in this. Thank you, Facebook Live. Get healed, get rejuvenated. Today's the day. Now is the time to do this. You are all very loved in the spirit world. And I hope you have this energy with you throughout the day. Whew, that felt really good. Oh my God, that felt so magnificent. Yow! Oh my goodness. So, if you're just tuning in, that was the guided meditation for restoring energy. Energizing ourselves, getting clear, getting cleansed for the new season, bringing you natural energy. So I hope if you heard that. This is your host, the Boston Medium, and you were listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. Paranormal Playground Sounds, right there for you. We got an awesome, awesome playlist, by the way. I cannot wait. I have some Bobby Vinton for you, Blue Velvet. Oh my goodness. The Clash. Gene Vincent, Woody Guthrie, the Chords, some doo-wop. Oh my God, the list goes on. Frank Zappa, Eddie Cochran, we got it. Desmond Dekker, we got it here for you. All here for you. This is our playground. This is our spiritual paranormal playground. If you would like to call in, the number is 855-915-9636. You know, the line is open. Anybody want a free medium psychic reading? This is the chance to try it out. Or if you just have questions about the spirit world, if you wanted to share your paranormal experiences, you wanted to talk about your wonderful day, you want to make fairy wishes, you need a prayer, anything, we'd love to hear you. Love it. Spirit wants to hear you. So stay tuned. We got so much awesomeness. Like when I say awesomeness, I'm mean awesomeness. It's all awesomeness. Love you so much. Here is Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Gone was the glow of blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my nation with the guns and ammunition.
Ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled and followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust cloud rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from redwood forests to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Where the dreams are. for. So if you saw
listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Paranormal Playground Sounds is the show with your host, the Boston Medium, right here talking. Yours truly. I think it's time for a PSA. Walking is a good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that inattentive drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Whew, I think that was a perfect PSA for the subject of rejuvenating. I'm over here making up my own words, by the way. And all of a sudden, I'm magically from the South. You didn't pick that up. Oh my God, I'm just like making up my own words because it just sounds good. Oh Lord. Anyway. So that was a great, I chose that because that's the theme of today. Is we're going to get some energy in. We're going to get open. We're going to open up, okay? Before these holidays come and you're eating all this horrible food for Thanksgiving and Halloween and Christmas and just, it's just going to be bad. Like, it's going to be really bad. So we're going to, I'm just kidding. We're going to get you in the mode of working out and eating good. And this is a new year, new you. New year, new you is what we're doing, okay? Sorry, just getting in the moment, just getting in the feel, and I'm feeling good. I'm really loving the playlist. The playlist I made, yes, I'm really loving it. So I think it's a huge difference when the DJ loves the playlist they make. That means other people can feel that love and can hopefully grasp onto that. Because I threw in some XTC there, Sergeant Rock. If you haven't heard of XTC, I will definitely be playing lots of XTC because people need to know about XTC. They are 80s kind of new wave. I mean, I really don't have a genre. I personally wouldn't put a genre on them because they're that kind of band. But, you know, the closest thing, I guess, for people's mind to assimilate and relate to would be 80s new wave. But it's really more and it's beyond that. Love some XTC. And we had the Coasters with Down in Mexico. It's a great song. If you've seen, I do play a lot of the songs off the Death Proof soundtrack. If you ever seen the Quentin Tarantino, it's a great movie. I love that. It's one of my favorite, and it's one of my favorite soundtracks ever. By far, so good. I love this Little Rascals theme song right here that they're playing. Because I actually watch this. I actually watch these episodes. Like, I don't just play this music. Like, I have the DVD sets. Like, this is, it's entertaining and it's funny. Catch them if you can. I remember back when I was talking about Alfalfa Schweitzer. Carl Schweitzer. Or what was his, original name? Carl something. Oh my God, I don't even remember. My brain sucks. But his spirit came, was in my dream, and I talked all about them. I talked about the... He was like, yo, you need to talk about my spirit. And I was like, I will. I'll do that. And it was a... I remember that was a really fun show. I don't remember which episode, but I have to go back and find it. But it was bizarre. It was that he came in my dreams, and it was just like, wow. Like, Alfalfa's coming in my dream. So, are you guys... Yeah, Carl Schweitzer. Sorry, I looked it up. Are you feeling energized? Are you feeling rejuvenated? It's really, you know, we think about a lot of things that can really weigh us down, and a lot of times they're thoughts, you know, that keep us from being active and keep us from being energized and physically strong. And a lot of it is just our thoughts. We already think we can't do this, we're lazy, yada yada yada, I'm too old. We have all these excuses, and so we just don't do it. I'm telling you right now, your thoughts are what's going to get you into the best shape, not just physically, but mentally, just in the best shape. And a lot of times, that's why I inundated you guys with that meditation, with the positive thinking and having your fairies come give you beautiful thoughts, and the happiness fairy, the joyful fairy, you know, the magical fairy, the gratitude fairy, and sprinkle the dust on you, because it's good to, those are the kind of thoughts and emotions you need to feel physically strong, to have lots of energy, and to feel energetic and feel alive and have lots of, you know, vigor and, you know, all a sprite, and to have that energy just really charging at you. So really, a lot of times we think like, what's missing? And I'll tell you what's missing. It's those good thoughts and those good feelings. That's your workouts and your energy. And that just really means nothing without it. It doesn't mean any, like, you can work out. But like, if you're still depressed and you're still sad, it has to do with your thinking. It has to do with the negativity that's around you. It has to do with other people and their negativity that's around you. And you have to always remember that. You can't, yes, eat right and work out, but there's just one there. It's not just that. It's your thinking. It's the way you talk to yourself. It's the way you talk about yourself. And you have to always watch that. You have to constantly watch. What are the things you're saying about yourself? Are you saying that you're fat? Are you saying that you're overweight? Are you saying that you're always getting sick? Are you saying that around this time, this always happens to you? Are you saying, this kind of food makes me sick, I can't eat that? Are you saying all these kind of things? Or are you saying, I always have the enough energy that I need? I am full of energy. I eat the right food. This food always makes me feel good. I'm constantly losing weight. I'm constantly in shape. I look good. And then that's really where it starts from. And again, like, you know, we can have these plans to lose weight, and but what is your intention? Why are you losing that weight? If you're losing weight to lose weight and look good, there is nothing wrong with that. But you need to understand something, that if that's just your sole purpose is looking good, then you may lose the weight, but you may not feel good. You've got to feel good in order to really maintain that perfect health. Because if you're constantly just getting in shape and not looking good, you know, you're going to be bored to be around. You really are. Like, I hate to say this and be so blunt, but that's the energy you're going to carry around with you, is that you're going to carry around an energy of vanity, not feeling good enough, constantly like it's never enough. If you aren't able to just see yourself now and accept yourself the way that you are, no matter what weight you are, before you go on that journey of transformation, it's never going to happen. You've got to accept yourself first. And if you're on this journey and you're not happy with it, then you've got to change something about it. It's really a lot. It's all mental. Most of it is mental. So understand that when we're getting in shape, when we're getting the energy, it's mental, and we need to really bring in the fairies. I'm going to call them the feel-good fairies. Always remember the feel-good fairies when we're here. When you're on your mission to work out and you're on your mission to feel good, and during a workout session, remember that you always need your feel-good fairies with you. Because if you're working out and it's not fun, what's the point? Really, what is the point? You're doing this to feel good, to be vital, healthy, and alive, and youthful. Have that emotion. Don't just do it, you know? Don't just do it but not feel it. It goes hand in hand. Yeah. I'm definitely feeling the results of the meditation, basically. I'm feeling, you know, the aliveness, the getting together with the cells, getting together with the blood cells and blood vessels and the body physical, and just asking spirit, please rejuvenate us right now in this moment. Please help us to be alive and help us to feel good and help us to feel magical. You know, we need to get into this state of calmness, mindfulness, which is very beautiful. Mindfulness, just really cluttering, getting all the clutter and leaving out all the worries and the stress that we had throughout the week. Unnecessary, just so unnecessary. It's just not even real. This just, those worries are not real. Those worries, worrying is just really manifesting what you don't want to come into play. We shouldn't have those in our lives. We shouldn't have those blocking, you know. We can take fear. We can take fear as in a positive light to help us, direct us, but we don't need to keep it. We just don't need it. Like, I love the example, as I always talk about, children. Children don't have fear. Children are in the present. Children, when they play and they hurt themselves, when they go back out and play, they don't think about yesterday when they hurt themselves and they scraped themselves and they start bleeding. No, they don't think about that. They go right back outside and they go after adventure all over again. Because they're in the present. They're not thinking about, oh no, I remember when this happened to me and I got hurt. I shouldn't do that. No, they just do the same thing. Because they're fearless. Children are just fearless. They don't have recollection of all these scary things that are going to happen in the future. They're just here. They're just so beautiful. And I wanted to share the beautiful instances having to do with children and animals. And I was waiting for the bus and I was playing my ukulele, and this golden retriever just came up to me and sat right in front of me as I was playing. And it was the cutest thing I had ever seen in my life. It was so cute. I actually stopped playing because I was so intimidated by the dog's presence. Like, I was like, what is this dog doing here just listening to me? Like, really? Like, am I really worthy of this? I kind of felt like that intimidation. Like, wow, why is this dog listening to me? And it was so beautiful. It was on my way here. And I was just like, thank you, spirit. That's always signs from spirit, always signs from the spirit animals and beyond. And I'm so grateful. And then I was on the bus and there's two girls, and one of the girls is just staring at me. And I was like, oh, your sparkles. I just noticing my sparkles on my face. And she was just really mesmerized and inundated by it. And in the midst of that, afterwards, you know, she went on laughing with her friend, and her friend were just laughing and joking and just laughing at the top of their lungs, and it made me smile. So it's like things like that where it's like remembering that energy of just being free from thoughts that don't serve us, like being attached to so many things that have nothing to do with us, and we just get caught up in it constantly. And especially now, and I really, you know, I would love to practice more of that too, and just not being, I mean, there's so much that's going on with the world, and especially empaths want to inform, constantly inform people, constantly tell the truth, say the truth about a situation so people can know. But at the same time, sometimes I just feel like I do get drained from constantly the information, but just people not seeing it. It's like I'm giving the red pill hour, but then it's just people just want the blue pill. So sometimes you got to take a step back and be like, okay, what can I focus on that really matters? You know, it's just that simple. If you are just tuning in, this is the Boston Medium, your host, and you're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy new fall year, happy new school year, happy new everything. And we're just talking about rejuvenating, being physically active, feeling youthful, and being able to just really be in the energy of health, if you're just tuning in. So, yeah, it's just a lot of things to think about. What the connections with becoming healthier. And it's not just, okay, I'm going to start working out and eating right. There's just so many things. Everything from cutting off toxic people to toxic language to the how we talk to ourselves. And we need to change and program the way that we talk to ourselves and the way that we think. It's really, really vital, and it's really important. And I just noticed, especially during this time, it's just so easy, so easy to get caught up in all the things that everything that's wrong with the world, because it seems like there's nothing positive out there. There is, and that's the thing. That's why I'm doing this. There's so much positive that's actually more positive than good, and we're kind of ignorant to that, but we love, and it's almost like the human, and to step into more of compassion and not to blame humans and society right now, but to really step into the compassion of how we're so addicted to suffering that we want more. We want horrible news. We can't stop. We cannot. It's like addictive. We're addicted to this suffering. That's why we get more of it. It's time to get addicted to happiness. It's time to get addicted to feeling good. It's time to get addicted to solution. How about we get addicted to a solution? How about we get addicted right now to changing from worrying to being in the present and feeling good? How about we change that notion? That could be a better choice. Always a better choice. It's like a lot of things to think about. So thank you so much for being here. And we got a whole nother hour of me and a whole nother hour of a great playlist and positivity coming your way. I'm just gonna shower you with positivity, because that's what we need. This is what this station is about. You know, everyone ignores it. The show. This is what the show is about. Everyone wants to ignore positivity. And everyone loves the dark. Everyone loves the stuff that makes us suffer. We want more of that constantly in our entertainment world and in our music. If you notice, we just want the violence and, you know, the sex and the drugs. We want to know everything about that. We want that to be part of our reality, and we don't know why we're not happy. So this is a glimpse into understanding why our world suffers, because we do not appreciate things like this. We do not appreciate platforms that give solution, positivity, health, and well-being. We kind of laugh at it or think it's cheesy or it's corny or it's just... No, you know why we laugh at it and we shun away from it? Because it's strength. Because it is the ultimate. If you want to be someone who's tough and thinking about being, you know, you're such a tough person and, you know, this what's cool, this is what this really is. It's really...